recorded live.
Hello everyone, welcome to PHPBB Weekly, episode 007. I'm Douglas Bell, your host, Webmaster87 in the chat room, also known as Fountain of Apples on PHPBB.com forums. And I'm glad you could join us today. It's Friday, February 16th, 2007. Valentine's Day is over, I'm over the flu, and we're here to talk about PHPBB. Here on TalkShoe. Of course, we'd love to have you join us. The number is to call is 724-444-7444. Talk us ID is 12418. It's depending on your host, your call charges or whatever, it's free on our end. I'd love to have you if you have any questions. It's pretty much going to be an open episode this time. If you have any discussion you want to talk about PHPBB, if you have a forum. Judd LS is actually in the chat room, and he and I were talking before the show started a bit about forums and just, frankly, tech in general and how it's kind of taken over our lives. But I want to welcome him back on the show. Hello, Judd.
Hi.
So, actually, what's your name and where are you from?
Yeah, my name's Judd, and I'm from Central Florida area near Cape Canaveral, actually.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
It's nice weather down there this time of year?
Yeah, it's real nice, although it's a little cold, and we had a launch scheduled for tonight that got scrubbed. So hopefully we'll see that happen this weekend.
Mm-hmm. So you said you got a forum up on your own. You want to tell a bit about that?
I have a PHPBB forum with my Toastmaster group, and we seem to have a lot of problems with it because people come in and they spam the board and things like that, and so we try to lock it down really tight so that only the members can post to different areas and don't get filled up with all that spam. But But from a management standpoint, it's pretty good. And there's a guy in England who's even created some plugins for it for supporting our Toastmaster group. And we haven't had a chance to really deploy it. But it's
Modifications?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There are a lot out there. Excuse me. I'm still barely getting over the flu. There's not much out in the news for PHPBB. We're all waiting for Olympus to get closer to going final. So your forum's been going okay, I assume?
For the most part. I mean, I don't think we get as much activity as we'd like. But it definitely... For the needs of the club, I think it does work. People do go in there occasionally, and we'll post to it. Unlike you probably experienced user groups that have thousands of people on it.
And, yes.
Yeah, and we're only using it for about 20 or 30 people. So it's pretty small.
User groups on the forums, you mean?
Just total users for the board.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, most boards aren't like the PHPBB.com ones, which they have. As of right now, they recently crossed 300,000 registered users. Yeah, most of them are a lot smaller. Like I recently helped my chemistry teacher at school launch forums for his site, and he's just planning to use it to have students come on. They can be able to offer each other help. He's got a thing for his physics class that are actually not in, where they can gonna come up and post about a film that they watch in class, discuss it for credit. So there's a lot of things you can do with having forums out there, and PHPBB being free makes it a lot easier to get stuff started like that.
Oh, absolutely, and we really like that ability to do that.
Yes, love to have you join us. I'm still trying to find something to talk about today because we've been waiting for PHPBB 3 to come out, and frankly, I'm still trying to find time to really get in touch with PHPBB 3 because it really has a lot more to offer than you will find in the current release. Now, a lot of people are going to, and just to find something to ramble about, a lot of people are going to be wanting to stick with the current PHPBB 2 release because really it does what they want to do. And a lot of people are really wondering, all right, what's so great about Olympus? Why is everything so different? And really there's a lot to offer, not only in features, there being lots more features, but even in the code level, there's going to be a lot of changes. They've made things a lot more modular, and I'm actually trying to get someone from the team to come on to talk more about what's been new. Chris24 just came into the chat room. If you want to call in, I'd love to have you. You have a forum?
Who's that? Me?
No, Chris. Just going to try and read what is said in the chat room while I'm currently loading websites right now. What I was actually thinking of doing, since we don't have, is to pull some things out of the support forum to talk about. I'm just trying to find stuff in the support forum.
I do have a question for you, though.
Well, shoot away.
What about site integration? Because this is the big thing that, and probably why my forum doesn't get used as much as I'd like it to. Because normally what you end up doing is you link, and then your problem is that, let's say that you have a login for your front end, like a WordPress site or something like that. What's that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, and then you want to integrate it, though, with your PHPBB site, or, you know, board, and so that you have kind of a common look and feel, and also the users don't have to log in multiple times. Have they kind of breached that and really done a lot for that site integration type thing?
Not really. I know that a while ago, like a year or two or three ago, they were thinking of starting up like a project called the PHPBB Portal, which mm-hmm. would sort of create like a front end type website management thing for PHPBB, but that has not really gone anywhere. Are you referring to like WordPress integration or just to a general website?
Well, I mean, I use a lot of WordPress for front-end stuff because it's just so simple to throw together some things, and then you can update the content. Like, I'm not always at my home computer. I might be at work, and I go, oh, I can update the website real quick with some info. Boom, it's there.
Yes. Hard, for like WordPress, there is no current integration. I know that, like, for some website services, there have been some mods submitted mm-hmm. to the mod team in the database which do that. In fact, I remember one which they spent a long time when I was on there validating, and I wish I could remember what service it was. It wasn't WordPress, but someone did actually write a modification script which would merge PHPBB with another mm-hmm. service. And would you install and be able to connect the two together. So I wish I could remember what that was. However, there is not one for WordPress and stuff. And actually, my web browser is freezing. Give me a minute. Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on. All right. I'm looking for. There is an article in the knowledge base. So really, it's kind of an answer where I have to say it doesn't there isn't a solution out there yet. It'd be nice if someone who does mod programming could come up with a solution. In fact, if I find a time, I'm actually thinking of, like, for WordPress, I'd love to see that happen on, like, my site, and I might end up going about doing that over the summer. It kind of would be, if you were doing, like, your own system or trying to integrate it with a system that does not have any kind of its own already set up user authentication system, then there are ways that you can integrate PHPBB's authentication system, like with an already existing site. However, when you have like WordPress, which already has a system where users can register, then it gets a bit more difficult to be able to set up. There are a couple of solutions out there, and if I'm no, it's on here somewhere. I'm looking stuff up.
Yeah. So what? So like I was talking a little bit about integrating usernames, but I noticed one thing with usernames on my PHPBB website that it's pretty easy for people to create fictitious usernames.
Here we are.
What's the easy way to just prevent the people from doing that? Is there a plug-in to make it so that they have to put in their, you know, read the graphic or do something like that? Is that?
You mean like visual confirmation?
Right.
I believe that's like called a CAPTCHA, where you know you have to type in like a confirmation code. Yeah, that thing. There's one that's built in to PHPBB2.
Mm-hmm.
And it should, as if you download it, the latest version, is this one you recently installed, or is it like one that's from a while ago?
It's a while ago. It's definitely a while ago.
Yeah, that would be why. In 2.0.11, they introduced the visual confirmation package for PHPBB2, and subsequently they have now made it like the default. So if you have any version after that, if you go into your general configuration panel, there's an option called Enable Visual Confirmation, and you set that to yes, and then that will add that image there. PHPBB3 Olympus actually has a brand new CAPTCHA, CAPTHCA, which has had a lot of controversy, but they have lots more control over how much noise and the different styles of CAPTCHAs, and they're a lot harder to break because PHPBB2's actually has been broken a few times. So
yeah.
They're still working on it. However, version 3 is going to have a lot more in terms of CAPTCHA protection.
I see. This seems like a really important thing for bulletin boards, especially.
Yeah, to try to combat people having spam bot registrations. And definitely one good thing that I really highly recommend doing is for setting user activation. I would highly safeguard against setting the option to have there be no activation. You should definitely have user activation where before they can use the forums, they get an email sent to their address and they have to verify it.
You know, I have that, and I have like a couple thousand users in my thing that I know are bogus users.
Yeah. Yeah, that's another thing that's going to come up in version 3 is they'll have a one place, I believe, which will list unactivated users and users that have not been out there for a while, and you can try to resend the activation email or just delete them from one place. Yeah, and there's a number of mods for 2.0.x which do that. I think there's one called the admin user list, I think. I don't remember if it does that feature or not. However, you can download it on phpbb.com. And actually, I'm going to look it up right now.
Mark just put out bbprotection.net.
Yes.
As a service there.
Mm-hmm. They've got stuff. Which lets you do that. As for your question about integration, I'm actually looking one of these tabs. I've got 16 tabs open right now, but here is actually a list of portals which have support for PHP BB. Hello, TalkShoe is... Oh, there we go. There we go. Okay. So that's a list. Again, it's not officially supported. However, it's a list of some of the portals. There's like MXBB, which is a portal, a site management feature, which builds into PHPBB. PHP Nuke and Post Nuke have modules available. There's Easy Portal on there, which is a mod, which has sort of a portal-like type thing. So this is not an official supported list, but it is one that works now. So WordPress is not on there. Maybe we can find. Maybe we'll do that in the future.
Right. Yeah, I noticed that these that are listed here for the most part are CMSs.
Yeah.
All content management systems. Where
yeah, and WordPress kind of is, but it's kind of more intermediate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yep. And like the. The popular ones, WordPress doesn't really have an integration yet, maybe in the future. Drupal has its own forum module, which I guess is you can use instead.
Mm-hmm.
As for the admin user list mod, which I mentioned, that is being pasted in here. And so what it does is it views all your members. You can see, you can perform actions on them. You can delete them, ban them, unban them, add to a user group, etc. Fairly recently updated.
Sorry. You see PHPBB starting to get more into Ajax-oriented website design?
It definitely has been brought up by a lot of people. I know currently they had the feature list closed for Olympus for quite a while because they really are anxious to get Olympus out. Although not so anxious that they want to rush the final product. But I do know that they are probably going to be considering Ajax, perhaps, for PHPBB 3.2 and beyond. Kind of hard because there are some people that want Ajax, but that there are also a lot of people that are kind of against there being any Ajax. But they're definitely going to be looking at it after they get Olympus out there. It's like they want to get something out there now because... PHPBB 2 is now getting old, so as old as XP is, and now that Vista's out, you know. Like,
oh,
hello.
Yeah.
Yes. PHPBB 2 is going to be celebrating 5 years since it was released in about a month and a half.
Wow.
It was April 2002 that it was released, so... They wanted to get Olympus out back in 2004, and it didn't work out. So, but they're doing a lot of good stuff there. PHPBB 3 has gotten a lot of new things in it, and it's definitely going to be worth the wait. And I haven't even seen the new style that they're rumoring about yet myself either. Okay. Now while I try to get control of my 16 tabs, because I can definitely tell that Chris 24 is one of the folks that wants to see Ajax come into PHPBB. One of the things that has been asked about, and actually I've been in an IRC room about it, regards PHPBB's styles section. I know there are a lot of people who are probably going to be interested in getting a custom style. What theme do you use on your forum, Judd?
Quite honestly, I just use the standard
the sub-silver
format that comes with it. Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people do. Because it really is a nice style. And actually, it's quite interesting to think because back... when that was introduced back in 2002, it was actually quite a revolutionary new format for organizing forums.
It looks great, and it's very clear and easy to read. And I mean, I just can't complain.
Yeah, and they got it. And they have a fairly easy, well, I won't say easy, it's kind of advanced, but it's a section in the admin panel which lets you modify some of the basic colors. I've tried it, but my sense of styles kind of is pretty poor, so I ended up getting something, a form. It didn't look that good.
Right.
So I've been... It's hard because you want to mess with... Sometimes you want to mess with it. There's a lot of styles that are out there. However, I think that PHPBBB is often underappreciated because it really does have a really nice implementation of styles that actually keeps the HTML completely separate from the PHP, which can't be said for a lot of other setups. Like, for example, WordPress, if you open their styles up, you see a lot of PHP code in there, and Drupal is that case, and so...
How about SMF? How does that compare to the PHPBB?
What's SMS?
Small machine.
Oh, simple machines form.
Simple machines, yeah.
Form. SMF. I haven't been able to take a look at that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, pretty much the only ones I've actually looked at. I haven't seen vBulletin's files at all because you have to pay for that. And same with Envision. Myself, because even on there, you have to pay for it, or else you can download the demo one, but then that's encoded in, so you can't see any of the source code. So it's kind of hard to compare a lot of these other forms software, because if they're not open source, you can't look at the source code. So I honestly do not know.
I was just kind of curious. I mean, because there is. Course,
I'm curious too.
There's so many different form software out there, but it's always good when I think the open source software definitely presents an opportunity for people to keep working at it and making it the best piece of software possible to the community. So.
I mean, when PHPBB first came out, it was like brand new. There was UBB. Threads, and there was vBulletin, and that's pretty much it. I mean, now we have like PunBB, and there's Envision, PowerBoard, and there's all these other forum software places, but that wasn't actually the case, and that's why I believe PHPBB got started, because there wasn't a real PHP-based bulletin board software you can get out there. Although, one thing I'd actually like to see the folks at PHPBB do is maybe start some kind of official hosted solution, like how WordPress, they have started up WordPress.com, which makes it now really easy for someone to be able to set up their own blog, would have lots of control over it. And I personally would think that would really be great for PHPBB to have a hosted solution where people could just set up their own forum and have it be interoperable and have one username work across the whole spectrum.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm sure it would be a great solution. You know, they could, if they needed to fund it through advertising. I don't think too many people would get too upset about that if it was a small
business. They already have advertising on their main website.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. They get lots of money from advertising on here. You can... It's hard because they hide it a lot. But on the downloads page, on the home page, they got advertising in the footers, which they do a bidding-based thing for. I got an advertisement running for this podcast. Yeah. And also, Mark in the chat room says that SMF has some serious issues regarding to security. I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, that's tough. And that's supposed to be, I thought it was open source, is it not? Or is it just
I do not, for SMF,
open
I don't license. Know, I've never looked at it.
Mm-hmm.
I could look. In fact, I'm Googling it right now in a 17th tab. You know, at the top hit on Google is Smart and Final Incorporated. Download and the license is Okay, they do have their own license though. It may be free. It looks kind of like similar to a tight Creative Commons license. It's not GPL.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like PHPBB is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's actually one of the reasons there's so many mods out there, because the GPL says you can do anything you want with the source code of this software, so long as you credit it, retain the copyright information, and whatever you release is GPL as well.
Oh, yeah.
And that's really cool, being a mod author myself. And actually, I did just announce this past week, and this is kind of a self-personal ego announcement. However, I'm going to start supporting my mods again and start doing some updates on there sometime soon. So I'm excited about that, to be able to have some time now to get started again on mods, I hope.
So do you run a number of boards right now, or do you have a few?
I do not. I used to. However, I'm not doing that anymore because, I don't know. I tried to run a number of boards, but I didn't get a lot of people coming to them, and I started not having time to contribute a lot to the boards. So I'm not currently running one right now, no. I've got a number of WordPress blogs.
Oh, yeah. I have a friend who does quite a bit in graphic art design, and
mm-hmm.
the guys doing that use PHPBB extensively for supporting those type of forums.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that you'll even see a lot of gamers are using PHPBB to talk about gaming.
Yeah.
You know, World of Warcraft folks and Quake users and that sort of thing are all just going to town using it.
Yeah, I used to participate heavily. Myself and a number of friends, we had a series of Mac-based Macintosh forums where we would hang out and have topics and discuss and have longest threads ever and all that stuff. And it was a lot of fun. Although we kind of got old and we kind of broke away from doing a lot of that now. Also because it's hard, because it costs a lot. There is a cost to maintaining web hosting.
No, absolutely.
And, you know, but that's actually how actually for me personally, those Mac forums were the predecessor to a lot of the podcasts that I do now. Not specifically this one, but another one that I do. And of course, if you're listening just to PHPBB Weekly, we're just having open discussion. I'm going to try to have all the mics for anyone who calls in open. So feel free to call in 724-444-7444. Or if you have some kind of voice over IP connection, there's an SIP number you can use. Or just come into the chat room and we can chat and love to have you. If you're listening live, love to have you join us on this show. We're having some cool discussion right now. If you have any PHPBB questions to talk about, So
how often do you guys back up or recommend backing up your database and, you know, and doing that sort of cleanup, the general maintenance to the board?
Well, it pretty much depends. Essentially how often you would back up a website. Now, of course, if you're you should always back up before you do any change to the code, like before you do an update of the board, before you install a mod, before you install a style, you should always back up your board. Just to be sure when you're messing with the code, that you're not going to mess up your site, or you'll be able to have something to go back on. And of course, that goes for backing up the database and backing up your files. As for backing up your database, depends how paranoid you are. So Mark says in his thing that he does it every day with a cron job, which is definitely possible. Actually, there's a mod out there, and I mentioned this once before, and I'm still going to mention it because when I tried this out back when it was in validation, I really liked it. It really works very well. It is SQL backup. I'm looking it up right now by Vic Delfont. And it provides a really nice interface for creating an SQL backup. And actually, if you have ever used the WordPress database backup plugin for WordPress, it's kind of a lot like that. It really expands the built-in SQL backup in PHP BB2 to have a lot many more features. You can back up tables beyond your default PHP BB tables, so that if you have any mods which installs extra tables, it will work. It will compress the backup file. It displays a progress bar. It can be stored in a secure directory on your board. You can download previously created backups. It can split SQL files. It's got lots of nice features, and I'm pasting it in the chat room right now, and it really works very nicely. Although it's only compatible with MySQL, I do highly recommend using it because I found it when I was testing it out, it worked very well. And actually, I'm sure Mark can attain to this because he's on the team. When I was on the team, I'd actually be installing PHP BB like over more than a dozen, 1 to 2 dozen times a week. Yeah, because every single mod that we validate, you have to install a board for to be able to have a clean board. So it's kind of difficult. But you definitely get a lot of experience with installing PHP BB. So
Mark says even more than that.
Oh yeah, I'm sure. Because I didn't get to do a whole lot of validation myself. I remember one morning I spent like 8 hours and got like 10 mods done.
You've done them, do you do them remotely, FTPing up to a server, or do you do them locally on your machine to test out these?
I can tell you what I did, and I can tell you what would have been smart. Yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of old-fashioned in doing it on FTP, but I know that there a lot of people like to do them locally because it's probably easier. And I did try that a few times, although being on a Mac, I've kind of had my share of experimentation. Although I did actually try using MAMP, if you've heard of that, which is Mac Apache MySQL PHP.
Oh, yeah. I've set up my web server to run, and I've even done the thing where you can put it's not like faking your DNS server so that you get your own web name, but but they got a way so that you can externally hit your computer.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, and the PHP BB mod team has a lot of their own tools, which I actually can't talk about, which do a number of things automated for validation purposes, but that's not for public release, and so I don't talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, because we wouldn't do everything completely by eyeing it, although a lot of it is reading through the code. And frankly, a lot of the smaller mods, we may spend like up to three times as long validating the mod as some people actually spent writing the mod. Sometimes it's a big job.
Oh, I bet. I see Mark is talking about that he uses Apache 2, PHP 4, and MySQL 4. Have there been issues with upgrading, let's say, to PHP 5? No problem.
For PHP BB 2, it's kind of interesting. They do not officially support PHP 5 for PHP BB 2 because back when it was originally released in 2002, PHP 5 was non-existent. It was mostly PHP 3 and 4. first there were some issues. However, they have introduced some legacy, some new code. I shouldn't say legacy code, but some new code which tries to emulate some of the variables in PHP 5. So actually, in most cases now, it'll work with no problem. But they do not officially support it. However, version 3 will be fully PHP 5 compliant and has much higher minimum system requirements. Regarding PHP 5, I'd say go ahead and use PHPBB on there because it should work just fine by now. However, if it doesn't work, just note you won't get support. But usually it won't make a difference. Because I believe there's actually one thing, and I'm actually going to look back. There's one thing you can check on your configuration. If you go into, where is it? Ah, here we go. Yeah, so if you go into your PHP info file and make sure that register long arrays configuration option is enabled, then it'll definitely work. Because that's pretty much the only issue. Because do you do PHP coding, Judd?
I've just tried a little tiny bit and got scared.
Okay. So this is kind of Greek, but back in PHP 3, PHP early PHP 4, they had old arrays styles which they kind of updated and changed. In PHP 4.1, and so PHP 5 by default gets rid of the old arrays, which PHP BB actually uses because it was released back in the PHP 3 era. So that's pretty much why. But they have introduced some code which tries to emulate the new environment, so it should usually work. And of course, PHP BB3 is completely brand new. It's got all the new stuff, so it'll work just fine when it's released. Hopefully by the end, during the first half of this year. Although the developers never give time estimates of their releases. Okay, so. It's been a pretty good episode here so far. If anyone want to talk about anything else, I've already kind of done a mod of the week. I should probably, just to be on good terms with my normal schedule, go ahead and do a style of the week. But did you want to talk about anything else? While we're going?
No, I'm pretty good. That's fantastic information. Learned a lot here today.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any other questions? Feel free to throw one out. I'm currently looking at templates. Here's kind of an interesting template, which I'm going to pick for the template of the week. It's Deviant Template, and I'm trying to find out who made it. Give me a minute. Anyway, you can find it on phpbbhacks.com. I don't actually recommend their hacks, but I recommend their templates because they got a good selection of templates, except that I can't find them. Except that their search doesn't work.
Wow.
Okay, hold on. Next page. I knew I should have prepared. But I decided to go into the talk show host thing instead. Okay, Deviant Template. It's by Vali Petri, and it's kind of a dark gray greenish theme. I'm going to put a link in the chat room right now. It is kind of based on SubSilver. It's more of a basic theme. There's room for you to stick a header image up there if you want, because it doesn't come with its own pre-made header image. Beyond that, kind of a dark-ish template, which is fun. And I'm still trying to find a way to really explain what templates look like, but I don't know how to explain what templates look like. One thing that could be fixed, however, at least for my display, it looks like that the images for new posts, no new posts, for myth logs are kind of stretched a bit, and compared to the key, which is shown at the bottom. But, oh well, it still looked pretty interesting if you like to be kind of dark. And so that's going to be the template of selection for now, which is Deviant Template by Vali Petri. Okay. Beyond that, I'm going to mention that I've been considering moving the episodes of PHP BB Weekly to a new time, because one of the things I've noticed is that a lot of PHP BB users are in the UK and are in Europe. If you look actually at the team map, for example, see where the PHP BB team members come from, a good number of them are in the Europe area. And one of the problems with the 4:30 Pacific and 7:30 Eastern time is that it's like after midnight where they are, and so they can't participate. So I've been considering moving the shows to Saturday mornings, at noon Eastern time, 9 a.m. Pacific time, instead to try to maybe get some more people to participate in the show. So I'm going to try an episode out not tomorrow, but the following Saturday, which is the 24th, at noon Eastern time, 9 a.m. Pacific, and so that's going to be episode 8. And so I'm also have sent a private message to one or two PHPBB team members to invite them on to interview them about Olympus. Of course, you can ask them your questions about PHPBB, as well, trying to get some more people interested, and really to try and bring the community a bit closer together. So stay tuned. Of course, I'll be updating the Talk Shoe page if we turn out to have a guest on the next episode, or if not, well, we'll just do another regular episode of PHPBB Weekly. So next episode is going to be next Saturday, the 24th, at noon Eastern. Once again, I'd really like to thank everyone who came to participate. Judd called in. And, of course, we had in the chat room Chris24, Mike Horton, and also Mark the Damon, who is a PHPBB team member and a regular on the show, and I always love to have him drop by. And so thanks a lot for joining. Had a lot of fun on this episode.
Cool.
Okay.
Fascinating. I thought it was great. It was a great episode.
Too. It's really a lot of fun to have people to talk to. Okay, and so that's going to wrap it up for this episode of PHPBB Weekly. And so I'd like to thank everyone who came by. I already did that. And I hope everyone has a great weekend. And I'll talk with you all next week. Signing out.